The length of electrical wires in a car has grown to more than 4 kilometres. We're due to consume more copper over the next 25 years than we have in the last 5,000 years. Perhaps surprisingly, in 1900, electric cars accounted for 38% of vehicles and petrol only 22%. In New York, the electric vehicle company provided electric vehicles for hire. But Edison took too long to perfect his battery, and in the meanwhile, Ford won the race using petrol. The resources we need are buried in the Earth's crust, so what environmental and social cost are we willing to bear to extract them? For every 1% you want to grow GDP, you must increase mined volumes by 2%. To meet Tesla's targets would require 4 times the amount of lithium the world currently produces. Demand will grow 100-fold by 2050. There is a price to everything. What's the point of electrifying Norway's vehicle fleet if we have to emit hundreds of millions of tons of CO2 in China? The atmosphere's greenhouse effect doesn't care where the CO2 molecules come from. ASM is artisanal mining, mainly individuals digging small tunnels to mine cobalt in the Congo. After many exposés, no one wants to go near it now. A conflict mineral is only technically so if there is war in the country where it is mined. Our continued consumption of goods imposes what Peter de Verne calls ecological shadows of consumption onto distant communities and poorer people. Mining companies are essentially in the waste production business because it involves digging up rock that contains small amounts of valuable metals and disposing of the rest. It is estimated that there are around 1 billion batteries in US homes sitting in old laptops and phones, all of which contain valuable metals that can be recycled. We throw away 50 million tons of electronic waste a year. There's more gold in a ton of this e-waste than in a ton of mined ore. The concentration of minerals in old electronics is much higher than it is in nature. What you have to watch? Not much. This is well informed and well argued.